Okay, Chevra, so we are continuing our conversation about the malacha of kosher, and what we spoke about yesterday was a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, both on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis and on Aleph Amud Beis, has a discussion about whether I violate malacha, or in this context, it's the malacha of bonus specifically. And Yerushalmi on the Aleph is talking about the malacha of kosher. Do I violate the malacha when it is l'sha'a? That's the question of the Yerushalmi. So the first approach in the Yerushalmi is that I do not violate the first approach in the Yerushalmi is that you're only in violation of a malacha if it's done la'olam. And that's based on the pasuk al pi Hashem yachen or al pi Hashem yisoh, meaning that the iser or boina in the Mishkan was a permanent ma'isa al pi Hashem yachen or al pi Hashem yisoh. It's mamish permanent. When I do it, I don't know if I'm ever going to move. So therefore, I am chayiv only if it's permanent. Second approach in the Yerushalmi is that I'm chayiv even if it's temporary. Because kevan shehivtichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishikantzu la'aretz, since Rabbono Shalom promised that they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, so memela, I am going to be chayiv even if it is temporary. When they built the Mishkan, they know they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So they know it's a temporary ma'isa, and afkinu hachi, they are going to be chayiv. That's what the Yerushalmi has. So two opinions, basically, right? One opinion is that the primary pasuk is the pasuk of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, right? Which means that it's considered permanent, and anything l'sha'a, you're not chayiv. The second approach is that no, the second approach is that you're going to be chayiv even if it's l'sha'a, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them to enter Eretz Yisrael. We noted that there seems to be a stira in Gemara's in Masechta Shabbos. On the one hand, the Gemara in Ayin Dalel on the base says that kosher l'sha'a is not going to be chayiv, and therefore you can't learn from the fact that they tied the urios to the yesedos, because kosher l'sha'a is not chayiv. That's Ayin Dalel on the base. On the other hand, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph on the base, the Chasam Sofer points out, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph on the base discusses whether soser has to be soser manas livnos bimkomo, or whether soser, even if I'm going to build it somewhere else, is chayiv. Does that be livnos bimkomo or not? Zak the Gemara. Aye, by the Mishkan, it's Saiser Amanas Livnais Shalai Bimkaimai. Right? Because the Mishkan was dismantled and they'll build it somewhere else. So the Gemara answers, well, since it says Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, it's Saiser Amanas Livnos Bimkomo, because it's based on whatever the Ribbono Shel said. Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. And therefore, it's considered Mekomo. The Rabbeinu Hananel comments that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to dismantle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell you remantle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, build it, same place. You don't know. So it's considered Sayis HaManas Livnois Bim based on the pasuk of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. So let me just finish the point now here, your Ha'ara Eli. So what I see from this Gemara is, Zakh Chasam Sofer, that I'm using the primary pasuk as being Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, and that would seem to indicate that you're only chayiv if it is, that seems to indicate that even l'sha'a you're going to be chayiv. What's that? Did I say backwards? Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, that would tell me that I'm only chayiv if it's l'olam, right? The Gemara in Ayin. Let's go slowly again. The Yerushalmi has two opinions. One opinion is that when they built the Mishkan, they're going to be L'sha'a. And L'sha'a being L'sha'a is not Chayiv. Right? That's one opinion. And Al Pi Hashem Yachanu tells me that it's not being in L'sha'a. Right? In other words, being in L'sha'a, according to the first, again, what's the Machlokes in the Yerushalmi? I'm saying this backwards. One approach is I learn from Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, and therefore it's considered being in the Olam, and being L'sha'a is not Chayiv. The second approach is that being L'sha'a is Chayiv, given Shachnis HaKadosh Baruch Hu One approach is that Binyan L'sha'a is Potter, and the Mishkan is considered La'ilam. The Yerushalmi has those two approaches. The Bavli on Lamed Aleph, based on Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisa'u, would seem to mean that's considered La'ilam. And you're going to be Chayiv only if it's La'olam, because it's using the Pesuk of Api Hashem. As opposed to Gemara Ayin Dalam and Beis, that says that you're going to be Potter if it is L'sha'a. Yeah, the Gemara Ayin. Why am I blanking on this, Chavra? No? The Gemara Lamed Aleph says what? That Sayyid Samanas Livnais Bim Koimai, right, is going to be, even though the Mishkan seems to be Shalom Bim Koma, but Api Hashem, and therefore it's considered Mekomo. That would mean, therefore, it's considered La'olam. And therefore, L'sha'a is going to be... So it works, right? The Gemara's, they both work out. There's no Sir in the Bavli?
No, what does Ayin Dalet say?
The Gemara in Ayin Dalet says that kosher L'sha'a is Pater. Kosher L'sha'a is Pater. So that works out. Okay, grand. I really thought I had a steer in Gemara's. I don't think I have a steer anymore. I don't know why. Okay. Okay, Baruch Hashem. This is what you gain by trying to say stuff over. Ellie had a comment that I want to hear from Zach. Yeah, in your honor. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. It seems that that's going, that the knots are going after that the knots is going after one's intention, not how strong the knot actually is and how like its lasting ability.
I'm gonna talk about that in a few minutes. Yeah. I mean, in other words, this whole discussion of L'sha'a or this whole discussion of L'sha'a by the Mishkan, right? They're tying Mamish a Boy Scout knot to hold the Mishkan together. But since it is L'sha'a, Zakti Gemara, that's going to be Pater, no?
It's also like you have the same knot. Like you have the same action, the same knot.
It seems the Pashtus says it's the same action, the same knot. That L'cha'ora, that's what should emerge in the Gemara. Obviously, you know, we have to learn the whole Perek Eil Kosherim with all the Rishonim to plug it in. But the simple meaning of this one, Ayin Dalet, I agree with you, is that I am Chayiv. Excuse me, is that even though it's the same type of strong Boy Scout knot, but because I'm going to undo it L'sha'a, therefore I'm going to be Potter. That's right. Zach!
What is the Chassam Sofer that Rebbe just mentioned?
What does the Chassam Sofer say?
Yeah, Rebbe said
that. The Chassam Sofer tries to prove from that Gemara that Binyan L'sha'a is not Binyan. Right? That's what the Chassam Sofer argues on the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda says that using a using an umbrella on Shabbos is an Issur D'oraisa. The Chassam Sofer says it's not because it's L'sha'a. Now, who says L'sha'a makes it not the Oraisa? Isn't that two opinions in the Yerushalmi? So Chassam Sofer says, I see from the Bavli on Lamed Aleph that we hold that L'sha'a makes it not the Oraisa. Right? Because the Gemara uses Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, meaning it's only Chayav if it's permanent. Right? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. And that shtims with our Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and all is grand. Great. Now, one could argue, however, that maybe, perhaps, Efshar, the discussion of L'sha'a by Kosher is unrelated to the discussion of L'sha'a by other Malachos. Or perhaps Kosher and Bona, there is one discussion, and by other Malachos, it's not the same. The Mishnah on Kuf Beis tells me Zeh HaKlal, if I do Malach and the Malach is Miskayim es B'Shabbos, I'm Chayiv. Right? It has to be Miskayim. Nonetheless, in Perek Elu Koshrim, I also have a nusach that it has to be miskayim, correct? Isn't that also in Perek El Koshrim? I have it in Perek Habona on Kuf Beis. In El Koshrim, I also have a yesod that to be chayiv, it has to be miskayim. So why do I need both, right? The Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel. Amir Rabbi Yehuda, kesher she'eno shel kayama, ein chayav enolav. Why do I need the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel to tell me that kesher she'eno shel kayama, I'm not chayiv, when I already have that at the beginning of Perek Habona, that I'm only chayiv on malacha hamis kayamis b'shabbos? Moreover, the Ran at the beginning of Perek Eil Koshrim tells me that the reason why a kesher has to be shel kayama, zok the Ran, is because we learn out from the Mishkanim. Be inon kesher shel kayama, dumya de koshre chut shel yiriya hanifsaken. Right, that itself is a little bit schwer. How come the Ran is quoting the Havamin of our Gemara, right? About the yiriya hanifsaken, when the maskan of our Gemara is that I learn kosher from the making of the nets, right? But nonetheless, the Ran says that the din of kayama comes from the liman from the Mishkan. That means l'cha'ira, that he's saying it's a special din in kesher. It's not a din in other malachas, or it's unrelated to the Mishnah on Kuf Beis that tells me a yesod of kayama. There are tzvei dinim of kayama. There's kayama by kesher, which is a Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel, which, as the Ran points out, is learned from what was done in the Mishkan. And then there is kayama on Kuf Beis, which is a din by all the malachos of Shabbos. Al Karchacha, what this is teaching me is that the yesod of kayama by kosher is different than the yesod of kayama by other malachos. And the Hezber Hadavar seems to be that by every malacha, if I do a malacha, let's say I'm kosev, right? So I take my pen and I write, and I mamish write a whole sefer Torah. And then I decide not to be religious, so I violate the Isser Rosasuni Tila Hashem Lekechem, and I take my razor and I erase the whole Sefer Torah. I do it on Shabbos. Does that mean that I didn't violate the Malach of Kosev because I undid it? Mechora, not, no? Mechora, if I dye something, I do Toveya, and then I erase the dye, you're not going to tell me that I don't violate the Aveira of Toveya because I erased the dye. Right? You're not going to tell me I don't violate Kosev because I erased the Ksiva. You're not going to tell me I don't violate, I don't know, the Malach of Zereya because I take it out of the ground after. Again, that's Machlokas Minchas Chinuch and the Rosh Hashanah, of course, but the Malach of Mevashel, right? If I take hot water, right? Oh, this is an unbelievable kula, no? I heat up water in Shabbos, so I violated Bishul. But then I take the water, I put it in the refrigerator. I cool it down after. You tell me you don't violate Bishul? Wow. A Gemara cup, no? Cup of this cheshbon. Now you like this one, right? This is like super Judaism.
Evie, you can get a lot of people to be from with this Judaism.
Or not from. I would say we're getting a lot of people to be not from. That's my guess.
Standard no? definition of frumkite.
Uh-huh. Right. In other words, frumkeit means that you listen to the shiur, even if it ends up that you're mechalal Shabbos because you listen to the shiur. That's what you're saying. I totally hear you. But here's the story. Al karchacha kesher, kosher is different than other malachos. Because by kosher, the definition of kayoma and eino shel kayoma depends on what my das is. Right, this is your ha'ara from the yiriyos that are tied to the yesedos. The fact that I'm going to undo it means it's not Shel Kayama, right? How could that be? It is Shel Kayama. The chatz of the kesher would last for a long time. The teretz is that by kosher, I have a different yesod of kayama than I have by all other malachos. However, hanir lafiani is daiti. There are two ways to say this. One way of saying this is that kosher is unique. Another way of saying it is that kosher is anderish. Either it is an einzigazach or it's an anderishazach. Einziger means it's unique. There's only one malach of kosher where I say this by. But it could be that kosher is not unique, but kosher represents a different sug malacha, va'afaresh. One way of saying it is that the malacha of kosher is about asiyas chibur. Kosher means I connect things together. It could be that it's not called a connection if you intend to undo it. The yesod of kosher, it could be, is to create a connection. Of course, if the malacha of kosher is asiyas chibur, and I'm saying that because it's eina shel kayama, so memela it's not a chibur, so this could be true about other malachos, which are malaches hachibur, no? What's another malacha that's a malacha of chibur?
Every
bishul
chat.
My what?
Every bishul thing.
My bishul thing?
I don't know.
Bishul is not a malacha of chibur. Which one is, what are other malachos of chibur?
Tofer.
Tofer, right? Tofer is I sew stuff together, right? Sewing stuff together is chibur. Oreg. I don't think Osir Shnei Batinirin is chibur. I think Osir Shnei Batinirin is I'm just making the loops. But the Ariga itself is that I connect the warp to the woof. That's a malacha of chibur. If you're going to tell me that there's a yesod, that by malachos of chibur, my das is sufficient to make it either mutter or osir midrabanan only, unlike a malacha like kosev or tzoveya, where my das doesn't matter, but by malacha of chibur, my das matters.
Bona?
By bona! Exactly! The Yerushalmi has this whole discussion about l'sha'a by two malachos. Nun beis on the beis in Yerushalmi, nun aleph on the beis in the Yerushalmi. Right, the malacha of bona is a malacha, the way the Rambam defines it. The av malacha is, I take chiburim, right? I take small things I put together. Making cheese is bona, zok the Gemara. Why? Because I'm combining the curds. Right, not the nation. The curds of the milk separates into curds and whey, right? Little Miss Muffet. I'm combining the curds. That's a malacha of chibur. It could be that by malachos of chibur, eina shel kayama depends on my das to undo it, because kol zman I have das to undo it, das hisnisht chibur.
What about lush?
By all other malachas, by kaisiv tzeveya, etc., these are not malachas of chibur, so then my das doesn't matter.
What about lush?
So lush is an interesting thing, right? This is our question that we had about lush, which we thought was the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. Is the malach of lush chibur of the particles, in which case I'm going to be chayiv on the sinas hamayim, was the malach of lush based on asiyas isa, right? According to our hezber now, lush is not a malach of chibur. Because if lush would be a malach of chibur, so if I have in mind to undo it, I would not be chayiv. But we have to say the other hezber that we saw in Rav Rimon Sefer, which is that it could be that lush is a malach of asiyas isa, but even so, Rebbe holds that when I put the mayim in, it's the beginning of asiyas isa, and that's why I'm chayiv. Right? Remember, we had two hezberim into why I'm chayiv, according to Rebbe, by nasiyas mayim. Either Rebbe holds the malach of lush is fundamentally different, it's a malach of chibor, good ha'araneti, but alternatively, lush is not a malach of chibor, lush is a malach of asiyas ha'isa.
Right. I think I saw somewhere that they were magdir bar gibel versus a lav bar gibel as whether you can undo it. That if it's a bar gibel, then when you dry it out, it remains
like dried out dough.
It doesn't go back to being flour and water. Uh-huh. But other things which are not a bar gibel, if you just like afer, if you dry it out, it'll just be afer again.
That's interesting, right? So I'm not sure if that exactly relates to this, because that depends on the Machlokas Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos, where the Lav Bar Gibel is a Svara LaHakel or a Svara LaHachmir, and how Lav Bar Gibel will play out. But you're thinking along the right terms. What we're trying to do is like define a category called Meleches HaChibor. So I have so far Oireg, I have Tofer, I have Kosher, and Bona. Right? And Lush, Yesh Ladon. I'm trying to think, are there other Malachos which are Malachos HaChibor? And the argument goes that by Malachos of Chibor, my das, that it should not be a Binyan Adei Ad, my das, that it should not be Mechubar La'ome La'ome Olamim, right, could undermine the Malacha. That's why the definition of Miskayim is different. Rama writes, in Shin Yud Zayin, Se'if Gimel, a machlek is about Tefira She'ena Shal Kayama.
What about Ma'amer?
Is Ma'amer a malacha of Chibor? Is Ma'amer a malacha of Chibor? Right? So we saw, again, let's go back. Let's chazar Ma'amer. Right? We saw a machlekes in the Mi'iri about whether I'm chayiv only when I'm kosher it together. Right? We discussed, or my chayiv Ma'amer just when I bring the bundle together. So it could be that's totally in this. What is the malacha of Chibor? Yesh la'ayin, I don't know, right? In other words, what you're suggesting is if I just make a quick bouquet of flowers for a second and then feel good about it for 30 seconds and you like divide it all up, maybe you're not chayav. I don't know. Is ma'amir malach of chibar? I'm not sure, right? I think that we have to go through the lamites malachis and figure out what is a malach of chibar and then plug it in. The Ramah tells me that Ne'man Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, that there's a machlokes. One opinion is that by Tfira, there's no difference between Tfira Shel Kayama and Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama. Second opinion in the Ramah is Yesh Matirin by Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama. Those two opinions of Cha'ora are arguing about the nature of Tofer. Is Tofer Meleches HaChibor? Or maybe Tofer is the malacha of, like Yecheskel Hanavi says, v'hayu l'achadim b'yadecha. How do I say it? I need a way to formulate that. Tofer is, I can just use like Hebrew terms, even though I don't know what they mean. I can speak about tofer as asiyas tefira. How do you say it? In Yiddish, right. If I say it in Yiddish, then we'll understand everything. I'm not exactly sure how you could taina that Tofer is not a malacha of Chibor. It sounds very much like a malacha of Chibor. But nonetheless, there are two opinions in the Ramah. I'll say it like this. Oh, this is how I'm going to say it. There are two opinions in the Ramah about whether Tofer She'ena Shel Kayama is Chayiv or not. These two opinions are toloi in what we are suggesting. We are suggesting as follows, gentlemen. Is Kosher unique that it has a different definition of Shel Kayama? That by Kosher, my mind matters. Is it something, it's an Eigenazach by Kosher? Or maybe it's an Algemeinazach by anything that is Malachas HaChibor. if the principle of kayoma by kosher is because of all malachas hachibur, then tofer is the same. However, if I'm going to create an argument that kosher is somehow unique, so then I can't extend the category of initial kayoma by tofer, by kosher, to anything else. I can't extend it to tofer. Bet, you with me so far? Ellie? So I have tofer sheina shel kayoma. Turn to Tosfos on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. The bottom Tosfos on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. Dima maskol v'chi derech ariga b'kach. Tosfos in the bottom line in Sadi Dalet Amud Beis says that oreg sheina shel kayoma is going to be potter. Meaning, I do ariga intending to undo and I'm going to be potter. Right? That lachor would be saying that it's two opinions in Tosfos there also. But that would be saying that our, that maybe all malachos of chibur depend on my das. And again, we have to flesh out what are malachos of chibur. However, there's another mahalach. The other mahalach says that the malach of kosher is not about creating a chibur, but the malach of kosher is about creating a kesher. There's something called a chafza of a kesher. Now, this obviously makes much more sense if you are into the malachos being shemos mechlakim. So it's ke'ilu, the Torah tells me, lo tivne v'lo tikshar. And it's ke'ilu, the Torah tells me, don't make something called a kesher. What exactly is a kesher? So Chazal b'Kabbalasam understand that it's only called a chafza of a kesher if you intend not to undo it. But if you intend to undo it, it's not a chafza of a kesher. So what I have are two lumdusha possibilities in what is kosher. Is kosher creating chibur or is kosher creating a kesher? And the nafkamina is whether the definition of enay miskayim can be extended beyond kosher. According to the approach that kosher is asiyas kesher, so kesher is a different definition of enay miskayim. This issue comes up as follows. Chulin daf tesomer aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Talmud chacham tzarech sheyomod gimel dvarim. Okay, someone should speak to administrators and REITs about what the smicha curriculum should be. Maybe one could argue that the goal of the smicha curriculum is not to make guys tell me they're chachamim, but zak b'gemar, if you're a Talmud chacham, darf min visin d'rai zachem. You have to know three things. Ksav, shlita, mila. You have to know how to write your name in ksav ashuris, to write a shtar, to sign a get, something like that. You have to know how to do shchita, and you have to know how to do mila. Ksav, shchita, mila. That's what every Talmud Chacham has to know. Rav Chananya bar Shlami, b'shmei d'Rav, Omar, af kesher shel tefillin, birkas chasanim, and tzitzis. That we also have to teach you how to tie a knot of tefillin, how to tie a knot of tzitzis, and how to make shavah brachas.
Rabbi, based on these hagdaras, Ben Chaim is like the only Talmud Chacham we have.
Spoken like a true Sfaradi. Yeah, maybe. Is he a Mayo? I know he does Shchita. Does he do Mila also?
Pash, just if you can do Shchita, Mila is not so hard.
Okay, we are not going there, Nady. We are not going there. Am I being clear? Thank you. Weiter. So the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion is that a Talmud Chacham has no ksav, shchita, mila. The other opinion is that you also have no kesher shel tefillin. The idach, the Gemara says, how come you don't have the whole list? How come one amora has ksav, shchita, mila, the other amora has also, let's say, kesher shel tefillin? So the Gemara says, hani shchichan, these are shchiyach. Now, the Rishonim have a machlokas how to learn this Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes. One opinion is that Hani Shchichan means that the kesher of tefillin is shchiyach, and therefore a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to know the kesher of tefillin because everybody's going to know the kesher of tefillin. The other opinion is that when I say Hani Shchichon, I mean that Ksav Shchita and Nila is Shchiyach, but Kesher Shatzfilin is not Shchiyach. Right? It's not clear in the Gemara, when the Gemara answers Hani Shchichon, does that mean that the Ksav Shchita Mila is Shchiyach? Or does that mean that the Kesher Shatzfilin, Kesher Shatzitzis, and Birchas Chasanim is Shchiyach? And that's a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Tosfos in Tosfos writes, V'idach hanishchichon, mikai medaktik Rabbeinu Tam, de'ein sarech likshar b'cho yom tfilin kishemanichon. Sh'Rabbeinu Eliyahu hayamatzuch l'koshron. Rabbeinu Eliyahu said that every day, ready, you want to hear a chumrah? Every day you have to make a tefillin knot. So you're about to daven, right? After davening, you take off your tefillin, undo the knot, and then every day you have to tie your tefillin knot, make that dalet of the shel reish, or the yud of the shel yad. Every day you have to make the knot. That's what the Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you don't. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's meduyak in our Gemara, you don't. Because our Gemara says, Hani Shchichon, meaning the Ksav and the Shchita and the Mila is Shchiyach, but the Tfilin knot is not Shchiyach. Meaning, you don't have to make a Tfilin knot every day, because your tefillin knot was made when you got the pair of tefillin at your bar mitzvah, and it lasts years and years and years and years. You don't have to make it every day. Rabbeinu Eliyahu disagrees. Rabbeinu Eliyahu learns the Gemara in the opposite direction. He learns, Hani Shchichon means the kesher shel tefillin is shchiyach, and therefore a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to know it, because everybody knows it, because you tie your tefillin knot every single day. Right? Mamish, the opposite way of taking the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a raya to my yisod, that you do not have to tie the tefillin knot every day. Because the Gemara in Erevin talks about someone who finds a pair of tefillin on Shabbos, what do you do? Is there an iser of chotza'a, bringing the tefillin in, carrying them, etc.? And the Gemara says that if the tefillin are not tied, if there's no kesher, so you're not allowed to tie the knot on Shabbos. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Eliyahu is correct, that the mitzvah of ukshartam la'is al yadecha means you have to make a kesher shel tefillin every day, so then l'cha'ora, my tefillin knot, is a kesher she'ena shel kayama. And why should I not make my tefillin knot on Shabbos? So says Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that it's clear in the Gemara that I do not make a tefillin knot on Shabbos, that tells me that you do not have to make your tefillin knot every day, and your tefillin knot is consequently a kesher shel kayama.
You make it on Shabbos when you'll be making it
to last through. No, I'm going to wear my phone on Sunday also. So I'll make my phone on Shabbos. I'll make my kesher.
You don't wear it on Shabbos.
This is a case that you find the tefillin munach in the Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. It's from the Mutab B'Zayon. What do I do? Right? That's the Shail and the Gemara in Erevin. What do I do when I find a pair of tefillin on Shabbos? So if the tefillin are unknotted, so if the Gemara, there's not much you could do because you're not allowed to tie your knot on Shabbos. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Eliyahu is correct that you have to tie your tefillin knot every day, I should tie my tefillin knot on Shabbos because it's going to be kesher she'en shel kayama, and l'chaim you should do that iser drabon of kesher she'en shel kayama b'makom b'zayin for the tefillin. Right? Elamai, you see, that you don't have to tie your tefillin knot every day. By the way, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the lashon of the Gemara that I should make the Gemara Menachah says, you know, all mitzvahs, I make a bracha on over la'asiyasan, but not over de over. Right? So I make the bracha on my lulav when I'm already holding the lulav before I put it together, before I flip it upside down, whatever it is, it's over la'asiyasan, not over de over. I don't make my bracha on my lulav when the lulav is on the table. No? Correct? Has to be over la'asiyasan, but not too far removed. Well, I make the bracha and tefillin before the kshira. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Eliyahu says what it means is you make the bracha, then you tie your tefillin up, then you put it on. Ayver lasiyasan, right before they do the kshira. Rabbeinu Tam says no. The word kshira nat gemara by over lasiyasan doesn't mean the same as the word kshira means throughout Shas. The word kshira means the hiduk of the tefillin, that you put the tefillin on your arm, and you make the bracha from Shas Hanachason ad Shas Kishirason, but Kshira means the Hiduk, right? Hiduk on the Shorosh that you pull it down, no? And Hiduk on the Shoyah that you tighten it. But Rabbeinu Eliyahu says you have to make a knot on the tefillin every single day. Now, Nishela Tasha Eila, B'chor Rabbeinu Tam wins. Because Rabbeinu Tam has that Gemara in Erevin that says, I'm not allowed to tie my tefillin knot on Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, I should be allowed to tie my tefillin knot on Shabbos, no? So how can we answer Rabbeinu Eliyahu? So comes along the Hagos Mordechai in the back of Chulin. The Hagos Mordechai writes that you know why Rabbeinu Eliyahu says you can't tie the knot of the tefillin on Shabbos, even though it's a kesher sheinu shakayam already. You know why it's true? It's true because the Torah calls it a kesher. The Torah says, dos heisa kesher. There's another halacha, you have to tie it every day. But because the Torah calls it a kesher, therefore I'm chayiv. Even though I'm going to undo it within 24 hours. Any other knot, I'm not chayiv if I'll undo it within 24 hours. But the kesher shel tefillin, the Torah calls it kesher. Similarly, the Gemara in Sukkah, the beginning of the second perek, has a discussion of what it means to be an ohel. And there's an opinion that it has to be an ohel, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has to be an ohel, also bidei adam. If the animals come and they bore out an area under a rock, that's not an ohel. The Gemara has a kasha, aye, but there's a case that you want to keep the kids tahar for paraduma purposes, so you put them on top of an ox. Right, frek the Gemara, why does it help if they're on top of an ox? The answer is the Gemara, well, the ox is a ohel, and the Tumma won't penetrate through the oihel of the ox's stomach. Why is an ox an oihel? It's not usli bidei adam. Zot the Gemara, it's a pasuk in Eov. Or ubasar talbi sheni, right? It tells me vayisolchecheni, right? Vegidim verikma tisolchecheni. Or ubasar talbi sheni, vegidim verikma tisolchecheni. We see that it's called or. The Torah, it's called an oil. The Torah calls it an oil. The Torah calls it kesher. So now, this is really interesting, gentlemen. What's the machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu? Rabbeinu Tam, I'll let you plug it in. How would you, in lomdasha terms, explain the dispute between Rabbi Yaakov Ish Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu? Rabbeinu Eliyahu, by the way, was a python, no? Ellie, you have a suggestion?
I'd say if the Torah says Kshartam, then and you would untie it every day, that would then mean that Kshartam, that if you that just tying it for one day always is called a Kesher Shel Kayama. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold to that. He just won't say that this is a one time.
Okay.
This is like one time, like Gezeiras HaKasa, that this is called a kesher. But Rabbeinu Tam says, if the Torah is calling kesher, must be a kesher. And we know that kesher of one day is not a kesher.
Okay. But use the chakira that we were speaking about beforehand. is the malacha of kosher a malacha of asiyas kesher, or is the malacha of kosher a malacha of chibur? Rabbi Eliyahu says the malacha of kosher is asiyas kesher. You have to be asa kesher every day, right? Rabbi Tam says no, you don't have to make the kesher every day. It has to be mechubar, right? What's mechubar? The titura, the bias is mechubar to the ritzua, right? You don't think of it this way, but that knot in the back of your head, right, really connects the ritzua to the bias. No, if there wouldn't be a knot there, your bias would just go flopping off. So it could be that the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Eliyahu relates to whether the malacha of kosher is a malacha of asiyas hakesher. That's what the Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. Rabbeinu Eliyahu therefore says that every day, the Torah says ukishartem, every day you have to make a kesher. That's the iser. That's the halacha of kesher, is making a chatz of a kesher, and every day I got to make it. Rabbi Nutam says, no, the word kosher means chibur, right? And I have to make a chibur to my yad. So therefore, the hidduk makes a kesher to my yad, right? It has to be a kesher to the bias and kesher to the yad. So Rabbi Nutam and Rabbi Eliyahu are arguing, right, about what is the nature of kosher. Is it asiyas hakesher or asiyas chibur? And that, of course, has ramifications for our discussions related to the other malachos of kosher, right? The other malachos of chibur, do I assume that kosher is unique and therefore I have a different definition of miskayim, or do I say it's not unique, that there's something special about all malachos of chibur? A nafkamina for this might be, the Ramah has a chumrah that you should not tie a string onto itself. No? That's also called a kesher. Usually kosher means tying two things together. What says tying one thing onto itself is a kesher? That l'chayre might be asiyas hakesher, perhaps.
Isn't the tefillin knot tied on itself?
So the tefillin knot is tied on itself, but what we tried to explain a minute ago is that it's tied on itself, and through that, I'm mechaber the bias to the ritzua. Right? The yesod of the tefillin knot is to make a chibur between the bias and the ritzua.
And also connecting two ritzuas to each other.
So connecting two ritzuas to each other would be a problem. The question is, with the tefillin knot, it's really one big ritzua, and just connecting this end to that end. It's similar to take the Ramuf, right? Now, by the way, just like two things, as you guys know, I have an obsession with Chabad. The Lubavitch tefillin are different than, normal people's tefillin, right? In a few ways. Somehow, for some reason, Chabad tefillin are very big. That's very recent in Chabad. That's like, I think, from two Rebbes ago, something like that. But the minig of Chabad is that the kesher, the tefillin shoyad, is basically made every day. The kesher, the tefillin shoyad, is every day you have to pull it in a way that it's ke'il, not a knot, and I pull it together, I make it into a knot. I tighten the knot every day. The kesher of the tefillin of Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard, the knot is always there, no? And you just pull the ritzua through the other side. By Chabad tefillin, you're pulling the ritzua on the side where the knot is, and you're making the knot every day. Do you know what I'm talking about with Chabad tefillin? I was thinking last night, I should bring my tefillin in today to do show and tell. This, by the way, leads to a discussion in some Rishonim that maybe Rabbeinu Eliyahu only said his vart by the tefillin shoyad. Because by tefillin shoyad, the Torah says, ukshartim l'osa yodcha. But by tefillin shorosh, it doesn't say ukshatim. It says v'choyu l'tol tofel spini necha. No? It could be that the kesher of the tefillin shorosh is a kesher of chibur. The kesher of the tefillin shoyad is a siyas hakesher. Something like that. Now, the pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that we do not hold like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Even the Chabad knot in the tefillin shoyad is not exactly, it's sort of a kim Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it's not a full Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So it goes like this. That means I hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. That means, right, that when the Gemara in Erevin says, if I find a pair of tefillin on the street on Shabbos, I cannot tie a knot in it. Why not? Because the knot will be a kesher shel keila. Right? According to Rabbi Eliyahu, the reason I don't tie a knot if I find my tefillin in the street is because that's a din of asiyas kesha, which is also, right? That's what the Mordechai said. According to Rabbi Tam, the reason I don't tie a knot is because it's a kesher. The knot has to be a kesher shel keila. And usually when you tie tefillin, it's going to last for a long time. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Comes along the Avnei Nezer with one of the biggest kiddushim in Judaism. Zot Avnei Nezer, if I borrow your simen kuf pei gimel on the Avnei Nezer at the very end. Now Avnei Nezer says I should not borrow your tefillin. The Rama writes in Arachayim simen yud daled that nichole le'inish le'mekayim mitzvah b'mamone, that if you no, you're not supposed to use my stuff without permission. If you use my stuff without permission, you call the Shoel Shalomi Das and you're a Goslin, no? But let's say I have my talus there and you don't have your talus. You're allowed to take my talus and use it because it's Nichole Le'inish Le'kayim Mitzvah B'mamone. I'm happy that my talus is being used. My tefillin, right? You could take my tefillin and put them on. Let's say you borrow my tefillin, but my head is a different size than your head. But I'm enough of a Talmud Chacham that I know how to make a tefillin knot. So I'm going to adjust the knot. And then after I finish davening, I'll take the tefillin off and I'll put the knot back to the way it was for you. Zuck the Avnei Nezer, biggest chiddush in Judaism for today. You're not mekayim in the midst of tefillin that way. Because you just made a kesher she'ena shel kayama. And the knot of tefillin, according to Rabbi Tam, has to be a kesher shel kayama. Just the fact that it has a tzures ha-kesher, a siyas ha-kesher, is not enough. Has to be a kesher shel kayama. Big chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, no? I can't borrow your tefillin because it's going to be a kesher she'ena shel kayama. Wow. So let's just chazer what we're up to, gentlemen. I have two possibilities in kosher. Is the malacha of kosher, is it a malacha of chibur? Or is the malacha of kosher, malacha of asiyas kesher? Nafgamina might be, in terms of das to undo it, does that help by other malachos? Right? That's the two opinions in the Rama about tofer. Nafgamina could be a if I tie a string onto itself. Maybe that's a siyas kesher, but it's not a chibur. Nafgamina might be Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Eliyahu. But there's another nafgamina, Azoi. When we did the sugya of opening packages, so in Simon Shin Yudalad Se'if Ches, there's a din that I have a bag that's holding figs in it. So the halacha is I'm allowed to rip it open, no? I'm allowed to rip open that bag that has the figs in it. And it's not an iser of Stiras Keli. The lashon of the mechaber is chosvel shel tamarim. What I'm allowed to do is matir v'soser sharsheros hachevel v'choteich, etc. Right. What I do is the chosvel shel tamarim. I am matir and choteich. This comes from a gemara. The gemara says that you are mafkia. Mafkia means I undo it. Rashi learns that if I find this bag with tamarim in it, Rashi learns that what I do is I take the rope and I untwine the rope. That's what Rashi says. Zuck the bir halacha. You have a bir halacha, you have a Mishnah Brura. Look in the Mishnah Brura, Shin Yadal and Sifchas. In the bir halacha. He writes as I, Shulchan Aruch says you undo the ropes, right? By the way, you know how you make a rope? Take a lot of string and you twist, 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 and you make a rope, correct? A rope is a bunch of string that are twisted together, that are braided together. Shulchan Aruch says, I'm allowed to be soiser shasharei sachedel. Zuck the bihalacha. Yeah, that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But Reb Kiva Eger is bothered by Akasha, because the Rambam paskins that haposel chavolim is in violation of the Melach of Kosher. Posel chavolim means I take strings and I twist it, I make it into a rope. The Rambam says if I do that, it is kosher. Zuck the bir halacha. Al karchacha, Rashi disagrees. Because if it's kosher, then undoing that rope is matir, is a malach of matir, no? So the bir halacha says, Rashi holds making a rope is not kosher. The Rambam says making a rope is kosher. Now, how can we explain this machlokas according to our lumdus, gentlemen? Rashi holds making a rope is not kosher. Rambam holds making a rope is kosher. Who wants to plug it in? Dun 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 bum bum bum. Right, like Eloy Nishmas Alex Trebek. Dun dun dun. If the malacha of kosher is chibor, am I chaya for making a rope? Yeah. Sure I am, right? I'm mechaber the small strings together. I take small strings, I make it a rope. That's chibor. But if the malacha of kosher is asiyas kesher, you think a rope is a kesher? Again, I have to figure out what is the tsuras kesher, what's the chetz of a kesher? But it could be that a rope is not a kesher. Dun, da-dum, bum, 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 bum. This is very nogei lamaisa, no? Does anyone know what a baggy tie is? You know those little pieces of metal, the tiny little metal ropes that they put on top of your challah bag?
Yeah,
and you twist tie it? Twist tie. What? You twist tie it? Are you allowed to twist tie? Let's say, right, am I allowed to twist tie the thing on Shabbos? According to the Rambam, it's usher, no? Kosel chavolim. What? So the Rambam's going to say, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskins in the Shmir Shabbos, that if I make a rope, I'm taking small things, I'm making it into one big braided thing. Here also, I'm twisting, I'm making it into a big braided thing. Reb Shlomo Zalman says it's an isser of using a twisty tie in Shabbos. Rav Vosner, in the Sefer Urchos Shabbos, I don't remember the Maror Makom offhand, but it's there. Rav Vosner says there's no isser. According to Rashi, there's no isser, for sure. According to the Rambam, it could be that there's an isser. The Urchos Shabbos points out that if you just make one tie, l'cha'ira, it's not usser. In my Rebbe Sefer, of Moshe Brown Sefer, he's making using the twisty ties on Shabbos, because he says, unlike Posel Chavolim, where the strings mamish hold together because you twisted them, by the rope, by the baggy ties, it holds together because it's made out of metal. And the metal has its property that it doesn't get undone. But if it would be any other material, it would be undone in a second when you just, right, take your tzitzit string, right, and twist, twist, twist. It's not going to last, no? The same thing I do with my metal thing, right? I go like this. That's for sure, in a shokayama, right? With my tzitzit, it just gets undone in a second. So this question also depends on our hakira as to whether kosher is asiyas ha kesher. According to our lumdus, the fact that I pass on like Rabbi Nutam, not like Rabbi Eliyahu, means that the malacha of kosher is a malacha of chibur. And that would mean that using a twisty tie is not usher on Shabbos.
Why not? It's still a chibur, no?
What?
It's still a chibur because the metal is not going to undo.
But it's a chibur to itself, and the chibur to itself is not a chibur. Now, what if what you're saying is, but doesn't the Ramah paskin that I should be machmir
Not I mean, mechaber the metal to the bag.
So that I'll agree with. What?
Let's mean mechaber the metal to the bag, like Rebbe said before with the tefillin, the bottom to the ritzua.
No, I'm not mechaber. No. The fabric is just a cover of the metal. Right?
No, the bag. Oh,
you're saying I'm mechaber the bag. Ah, I'm mechaber the bag to the metal. Uh-huh. That could be. That's a good ha'ara. That's a good ha'ara.
Again, I don't know. I don't know that the batim and the ritzua thing works. I don't know if the bag and the twisty tie works.
But saying according to my svara that attaching the ritzua to the bayis is a chibor, so attaching the plastic bag to the what's it called is also a chibor. Okay, we have to go on Davin Mincha. Thank you for listening. Have a marvelous day.